and I've been carrying your body with me now for weeks. And I saw you in flannel drifting, taking off with a pocket full of cedar in your hand, so soft. And I knew
Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Mark your point of failing. Begins where you can sit. Hesitate, procrastinates, and dating. Configured to it. Kick in the ass. Take a step back, have a long eye look.
Hold up the light, bleed it light up.
Am I the best person to succumb?
Wrap your lips around the belt
of the gun.
kick in the ass. Resist. Finally realized, found my way at last. Finally evident, we all need a kick in the
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. This is our inaugural show. My name's Christian, and my co-host...
Hi, it's Fleur. Welcome to Are You Aware?
We're pretty excited to be on the air. This will be our regular slot, Thursday evenings from 6 to 7:30. We're very excited. This has been a little bit of a work in progress for a couple months now. And I guess I'm going to start off by thanking the shows that let us sit in with them, right,
yeah,
Fleur?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was awesome to, we sat in with All Awesome in Your Ears on Sunday night with M-Bot and S-Bot, so a big shout out to them. Thank you so much. We had a great time with them. And then last night we were lucky to sit in with Folk Oasis with Val. So that was a really fun 2 hours. And yeah, we just want to say thank you for mentoring us. So it was a really good time.
Yes, they were very, very helpful to us. So Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. You're probably wondering what we're all about. Well, we're basically choosing to play music that has meaning, or bands that choose activism over apathy, I believe, is the best way that it is put. That's Fleur's wording. And we actually started off the show with a Winnipeg, Manitoba band called Propagandy. And they are usually pretty message heavy with most of their music, and we love that.
Mm-hmm.
And that song was called Hate Myth Muscle Etiquette. It was from their first CD called How to Clean Everything that was released in 1992. They're a very interesting band. You should check them out if you get a chance. They just put out a new album this year called Supporting Cast. So check them out if you get a chance. Fleur, do you want to describe maybe a little more about Are You Aware and what we're about? That'd probably be a good idea.
Sure. Well, we have lots of different genres of music that we're going to be playing. It's not just going to be punk. It's going to be every spectrum. We are also looking at different eras as well, so it's not just going to be modern day. We're going to have some soul and funk and some blues and jazz and everything, and basically we're just trying to look for music and musicians that have been involved in positive change, whether it be at a benefit concert or whether they talk about, you know, environmental issues or poverty issues, and just trying to get people excited about being involved, because there's so many things that we really need to stand up and you know, talk about and
make people aware about, right?
Exactly. And not just awareness, it's all about our positive action as well, because I mean, like we can see this week in Copenhagen, we've got the big environmental summit. So I mean, until the governments realize that the people that they are serving don't agree with what they're doing, no one's going to make any change. So we're just trying to inspire you guys, get you a bit entertained, and we don't want to preach. That's why we're trying to use music to talk about how we are involved. And we're also going to have a lot of different segments in the show coming up over the next couple of months, including like interviews with different nonprofit organizations and companies companies that are involved in social responsibility and just talking to them, just trying to encourage people to, you know, take the I out of life and put the we in there instead.
Definitely, definitely. So music is the focus, but we will definitely talk about nonprofit organizations and certain corporations even that are doing positive and good things with their power on the planet. So let's get back to the music, though. Mm-hmm. And the next song we're going to play is Warsaw Pack.
Warsaw Pack, Attention to Deficit from Gross Domestic Product. Now, there is a language warning. Sorry, Mum. So if you don't like some bad words, you might want to turn the radio down for this one.
So here's Warsaw Pack with Attention to Deficit on Are You Aware on 101.9 CITR. Enjoy.
In this age of rapid change, we got so many new strains of the man-made pain. You got the stress, the pressure and duress, neuroses and psychoses and clinical tests. You got the prescription for children's Ritalin's risen 700% in a 5-year period. That serious invasion of mental terrain. You got a nation of slightly sedated brains that have been raised up on television, had been propped up and forced to watch it since they was infants. Feed them the multiple edits per second, then wonder why they grow up with attention deficit. Let's be correct, this is not an illness, it's a reaction to the state that their world's in. And just as sure as the brains have been fucked, ain't no drug out there that'll cover that shit up. Ho, in your soul, nothing gonna fill a hole. In your soul, nothing gonna fill a hole. In your soul, nothing gonna fill a hole. Get in your soul, get in your soul, get in your soul. Your soul gets in your soul. Happiness now comes in a tablet. We got all the pills and caplets that'll keep you from snapping and from flipping. When the stress gets to you, fucks with you. Got the symptoms, they got a prescription. These pharmaceuticals that will cure the blues of the suburban self-division, living businessmen and women. Pills that'll fill in the holes in the souls of millions. When just living's got you wired, yeah. Overstimuli so much in your ears and in your eyes that you're prescribed. It's designed to smooth the edges and get you off the ledge and back in your yard trimming the hedges. Yeah, what an invention, what a useful tool. Cause if the world falls to pieces, at least we'll be keeping her cool. Taking so many drugs to cover up her living within such a sinful culture. Hole in your soul, not sick on a bullet. Hole in your soul, not sick on a bullet. Hole in your soul, not sick on a bullet. Hole in your soul, gets in your soul, gets in your soul. In your soul, gets in your soul, in your soul. Soul.
I'm on my way home. 30 days ago, but no one seems to know I'm gone. Home is where the hatred is. Home is filled with pain. And it may not be such a bad idea if I never went home again. As you can, and ask me why. Hang on to your rosary beads, close your eyes, and watch me die. You keep saying, kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try to turn your sick soul inside out? So that the world can watch you die. Home is where I live inside, white powder dreams. Home was once an empty vacuum that's filled now with my silent screams. Home is where the needle marks try to heal my broken heart. It might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Repeat, close your eyes, watch me die. You keep saying, kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try to turn your sick soul inside out so that the world?
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
You're living at a time of extremism, a time of revolution, a time when there's got to be a change. People in power have misused it, and now there has to be a change, and a better world has to be built, and the only way it's going to be built is with extreme methods. And I, for one, will join in with anyone, don't care what color you are, as long as you want to change this miserable condition that exists on this earth. Thank you.
Ecstatic, ecstatic, ecstatic. Classic. Flow. Super magic, black origin, fresh, we out of dopeness. Definitely out of dopeness. Sketch another opus. Lock off this set, Brooklyn. We keep them open.
The heavens expand, the stars advance, the love will be mad.
Hold your hand, healing power, life bang. Snap, I rebuke these snitches. We know the truth, you can't confuse me, bitches. Great name, greater than all your riches. Y'all Dante, Flacco Bay, that's the business.
Repeat, I rebuke these snitches. We know the truth, you can't confuse me, bitches. Strong magic to bust all you with the Cherokee chief. Rock up on your rocket, no stopping, let's get it. Yeah. You're now rocking with the devil. They make me feel so real. Super magic, black origin, fresh me out of dopeness. Step me out of dopeness, sketch another opus. Lock off yourself, Brooklyn, we keep them open. Again, again, super magic, black origin, crush me out of dopeness. Step me out of dopeness, sketch another opus. Lock off your second coast and get them open. Give it here, let it go. The heavens is fans, the stars are fans, the love boogeyman. Nice.
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
I started making up this poem when I was in solitary one time. After being called by a number for 5 years, 30,562, I was beginning to get who I was.
Graffiti, I'm in the city, come close. In a city where the culture is the console. Sound the alarm, turn up the volume. I'm letting brothers know, they walking comatose. I stand on guard, chill them all. Can't fight the feeling like a stone cold villain. Alone in my room, I dance to the gods. Dream up a mirage when times are hard. Got my mind into it, soak through it. Like rivers run through it, act like you knew it. The revolution will not be televised unless it inspires, cannot be glamorized. We seek the knowledge not provided in college. Hey, by any means, when the mind's malnourished. Mama's getting nervous, up in Sunday service, praying that the streets don't heat like Honduras.
New way, ain't nothing doing my way. Stop the sinking new. We got to make it someday. We got to make it someday.
That's what mama said.
Ain't nothing going my way. Stop forsaking the world. We got to make it someday.
We got to make it someday. Calligraphy, I'm in the city, step back. No sudden movement, nobody make contact. Music to dissect, respond to react. Looking for their freedom, looking for their freedom. Deep in the mix, frustration at your fingertips. Now how you deal with it, is your prerogative. Life in a headlock, growing out dreadlocks. Looking for your freedom, looking for your freedom. Don't ever let the system get into you, brother man. Don't ever let the system get into your head again. This world will define you in an instant. Looking for your freedom, looking for your freedom. Dance to the rhythm, dance for peace. Dance, my brother, dance to release. Take a chance on life, you'll find your niche. See, dignity and poverty is already a part of me. Dance to the rhythm, dance for peace. Dance, my brother, dance to release. Take a chance on life, you'll find your niche. See, dignity and poverty is already a part of me. Dance, my brothers, dance. My life is mine, my life is mine. My life is mine, my life is mine.
No way, ain't nothing going my way. Stop the sinking, no worry.
got to make it someday. We got to make it someday.
That's what mama said.
Ain't nothing going my way. Stop the sinking. We got to make it someday. We got to make it someday.
One third of all young black men in this country in prison or directly under the surveillance and control of the criminal justice system.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9. Now, the first song we heard was Warsaw Pact, Attention to Deficit from Gross Domestic Product.
And we probably should add that they are actually not together anymore, but when they they were actually on G7 Welcoming Committee, which is Propagandhi's, or a record label started by Propagandhi, so that's pretty cool.
You gotta love that, sharing the love all through Canada.
Definitely.
Now, the track after that was Home Is Where the Hatred Is by Esther Phillips. Home Is Where the Hatred Is actually was written by Gil Scott-Heron, which is a famous politically active singer from the 70s. And he will probably be one of the people that we'll spotlight in the future. One of our segments that we're going to have here on Are You Aware over the next few months is the Are You Aware Spotlight, where we look at different artists who are definitely and deeply involved in social justice and talk about what they've done and profile some of their music.
Definitely. And for those people out there that are wondering who Gil Scott-Heron is, he's probably more well known for The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, probably. So, but an amazing poet and activist. So, yeah.
Good stuff. And then we heard Mos Def, which with Super Magic, The Ecstatic, which is his latest album. After 10 years of waiting, he finally gave us something else, which is awesome.
Yeah, and he's an amazing artist and actor as well. So, multi-talented and definitely been active on several social and political issues, and actually he was particularly vocal about Hurricane Katrina in 2005, about the U.S. government not acting fast enough to help the people down there that had, you know, virtually been destroyed,
lost everything. Yeah, he's also very much involved with Rock the Vote. And if you go onto YouTube, there's a pretty cool little thing on there. It's called If I Were President, and it has all these musicians and actors talking about if they were president in the United States and what they would do. And Mos Def's little 2-minute speech is pretty amazing.
There's probably some pretty interesting stuff on there, I'd imagine.
Yes, it is. God bless YouTube and the internet. You can say what you want.
Imagine what you would do if you're the U.S. president.
And then we had a Winnipeg outfit again. We're loving the Winnipeg.
It's Winnipeg night here.
Peg City. We've got to give a shout out to Abby, who's listening in Peg City right now.
Yeah.
We've got to give props to the Peg City Massive. That was Grand Analog with Human Beings off Calligraffiti, which was their first album that came out a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. They played Music for Change in 2008. So they've gotten active in social justice issues. And do you want to say a little bit about Music for Change for it?
I might be able to say something about Music for Change. Music for Change has been a benefit concert that's been on in Vancouver for the last 3 years, promoting Oxfam, who's a non-profit secular organisation based around providing sustainable development for third world nations. And they focus on like major campaigns like the Make Poverty History campaign, the We Can End Violence Against Women campaign, and they're very focused right now on climate change and how that affects women's rights. So if you want to check out more about Oxfam, you can go to www.oxfam.com and find out more about all their good work. So yeah, we love Grand Analog, super nice guys, great musicians, and you should check out their new album called Metropolis Is Burning.
Yeah, it's an amazing album.
Yeah.
And that's actually a good segue for our next song. Setting this up, it's Shad. The song is... what song are we playing here?
Get Up,
off of his album The Old Prince. And Shad was actually on Grand Analog's track called Electric City. And Shad has actually been quite involved in Skate for Cancer's national tour that went on. The last one, I guess, was in 2008, or I believe. He headlined Skate for Cancer. So he's definitely involved in that, which is fairly interesting.
And I'll just quickly say one thing about Skate for Cancer, if you haven't heard about it. This this guy that started Skate for Cancer wanted to raise awareness about cancer and getting treatments and things like that. And he skated across America and Canada to raise awareness. So you have to give that guy props for doing that, because I know I couldn't.
I used to skateboard in high school, and I tell you, I could barely skateboard a couple blocks, let alone that far. So that's quite amazing.
Yeah, it's a really interesting story. So check out Skate for Cancer. You can Google that, and you'll find out his whole story. There was a few, like he hurt his heel on the way, and they told him not to skate anymore. And it's just, it's a really cool
thing. That was Rob Dyer.
Yeah, that's right, Rob Dyer.
So, anyways, here is Shad with Get Up on Are You Aware?
Once upon a time, there was an old prince, and this old prince had a problem, and his problem was that, well, he was an old prince. Princes aren't supposed to be old. Princes are supposed to grow up and become kings.
Brother, please, no more Pamela Lees, and set it straight. I'm the biggest thing out of Canada till Quebec separate. And I never medicate, so y'all feel me if I'm ill like a lump. Some dudes used to burn down trees, and now they stumped by the simplest questions. And everything they think is deception as they sink in depression. Oh, tell it where our life's headed. I'm lightheaded from stress, where I write hooks like a fight method. Like credit, I'm indebted for my misuse. My life is like a magazine, got so many issues. God edits the story, still trying to find the father like Maury. He ain't with the stars like Tori. Spell it out like Nori. On a quest for glory, on a quest for glory, on a quest for glory, on a... Yo, in my life and times, writing rhymes gone from being my release to putting who I be in my release so I can release it, eventually recoup, maybe cop a coupe, and in a year or two release it. I probably get screwed, but who needs leases? Legal jargon, people bargain. I probably keep the car and just hope it don't crash like Don Cheadle starring with these non-peaceful hearts and minds with strong egos that only see what they want to see like on TiVo, darling. I gotta maintain just in my own way. We gon' play these snakes like the phone game. We don't say jack, just bring it back to the facts when it comes time to rock like the Stone Age. On a quest for glory, 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 on a.
Never come with a warning. A revolution
Everyone addicted to the same nicotine. Everyone addicted to the same gasoline. Everyone addicted to a technicolor screen. Everybody trying to get their hands on the same green. From the banks of the river to the banks of the greedy. All of the riches taken back by the needy. We come from the country and we come from the city. Play us on a record, you can play us on a CD. All the shit you giving us is fertilizer. The seeds that you planted, you can never brutalize. Tell a corporation you can never globalize it. Like Peter Tosh said, legalize it. Girls and boys hear the bass and the treble. Rumble in the speakers and it make you wanna rebel. Throw your hands up, take it to another level. And you never, ever, ever make a deal with the devil. Yeah. Never come with a warning. Revolution never send you an omen. Revolution never come with a warning.
About the impact the Olympic Games could have on civil liberties?
The BC Civil Liberties Association is training UBC students to act as legal observers during the Games.
Observers will report observations back to the BCCLA's team of lawyers who are prepared to go to court to protect people's rights where complaints can't be resolved informally.
Focusing on accountable conduct in interactions between civilians and police, the observers' first-hand evidence will form a solid foundation for those legal actions.
If you are interested in participating, come to Legal Observer Training on Thursday, December 10th at noon in the sub in room 212.
Space is limited.
To register, email stephanie@bccla.org.
Control and find this way.
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR Vancouver. All right, we're back here. You're listening to Are You Aware, as you just heard. Thanks for listening in this evening. And what you just heard there was the New Pornographers, All the Things That Go to Make Heaven and Earth, off of their album called Challengers. It's a great album, great band, local, and they're actually doing something quite interesting with their talent. They're super, super talented, and they're involved in the Yellow Bird Project, which is a fairly interesting project that a number of bands are interested in, or are involved in, excuse me. So there, it involves designing t-shirts for charity. So Fleur actually found out about that one. Do you want to talk a little bit more about it?
Yeah, it's just, if you go to www.yellowbirdproject.com, you can find all about it. Ugh, tongue-tied. So we have, there's a lot of bands on there, actually, like Chaos and Immaculate Machine. They basically design their own T-shirts, and then 100% of the sales go to a charity of their choice.
And I believe the New Pornographers chose the ALS Society of
they
BC.
They did, yeah, indeed.
So, which is a great, great cause for sure. I think one of the band members has a connection to that charity. Mm-hmm. One of their family members, I think, suffered from ALS, which is a terrible, terrible disease, mm-hmm. actually. So, and in the middle there, there was Michael Frantine Spearhead with Yell Fire. Michael Frantine is a very interesting fellow, involved in a lot of different things. He actually started Power to the Peaceful, a festival that's down in San Francisco, usually in September. I think it's been going for, a decade at least,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, about 11 years.
And he actually started a nonprofit called Power to the Peaceful. That's a nonpartisan organization that's dedicated to the promotion of cultural coexistence and nonviolence and environmental sustainability. So it's a pretty cool nonprofit. And interesting story about him, he actually doesn't wear shoes.
I know, I've seen him live.
Yeah. I think the only time that he puts footwear on is to go to restaurants or actually to board planes. He took a vow. I read this on the internet. Took a vow to go shoeless. I can't remember exactly why he took the vow, but I think it's kind of a neat thing. He's bringing awareness to something. I'm gonna have to do a little more research on that one.
Wow.
We'll get back to you on that one. But he actually plays Vancouver in April in support of John Mayer, which is kind of interesting, at GM Place. So a big show. I actually saw him at the Malcolm Bowl in Stanley Park a couple of years ago. Poured rain, but you know what? One of the Vancouver, it's always raining.
I know.
One of the most amazing shows I've seen in a while. So.
And he's originally, he was on his own for a while, first with Spearhead, then on his own, and now he's back with Spearhead. And, you know, if you just Google Michael Franti, so much stuff about activism comes up. He was he went over and did a documentary in, here's my memory, Iraq, I think.
Yeah, he did. I made a video. Yeah, a video.
And I think that's a lot of what Yellfire is inspired by, what happened over there and his experiences there. So, big props for Michael Franti. Hopefully one day he'll come and talk to us here.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool to get him on the show? That would be
definitely.
That would be a little bonus. We've got actually something neat here. We actually have some concert tickets to give away tonight. We stumbled upon these this week.
We're very lucky.
And we're pretty lucky. It's for Coco Love Alcorn and Matt Epp. The show is at the Rio Theater on Saturday, December 12th. So that's this Saturday. We've got two tickets to give away to the first caller. You can call 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And we're going to actually give you a little bit of a preview of what Coco Love Alcorn is all about. She has an amazing voice. And we're going to play her track called Revolution off her newest album called Joyful that just came out in 2009.
And so, if you were listening to Folk Oasis last night, she actually played a couple of songs right here in the studio. So we were very lucky. We had our own little private concert.
Yeah,
which
that
is,
was
you gotta love those perks.
Pretty cool. So if you're interested in these tickets, call 604-822-2487. And here's Coco Love Alcorn with Revolution.
of the blood we live from stone and earth. Red is the color of the blood we spill to claim its worth. Gray is the color of the haze spun days we're living in. Green is the color of the fuel for the fire my hope runs thin. We need a worldwide revolution with restitution, retribution, resolution. We need a worldwide revolution with preservation, hesitation for any nation. Black is the color of the good, rich soil we sow with greed. Red is the color of the ink we use to buy for free. Gray is the color of the manifest destiny. Green is the color of the old growth shade I long to see. We need a worldwide revolution with restitution, retribution.
Experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. Press the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
So that was Coco Love Alcorn again off her newest CD called Joyful, and that was called Revolution, which I think is a very fitting fitting song for our show, definitely. And just something interesting about Coco that I found out recently is she has just been nominated for two East Coast Music Awards, one for Female Artist Recording of the Year and also Songwriter of the Year. So one very talented woman, that's for sure.
And honestly, after watching her last night, her voice is amazing, and seeing her live is just going to be unbelievable. So
yeah,
we still have those free tickets, so give us a call at 604-822-2487 and we'll give you some tickets for Saturday night.
Definitely.
Now, the next band we're going to play is TV on the Radio with Red Dress. The song that we're actually going to play, it's a remix called the Glitch Mob Remix. Now, I don't know if anyone was at Sasquatch this year, but I was, and TV on the Radio were amazing. They've just got such a great
energy. You're lucky I missed out on that.
I know. My first Sasquatch experience, it was truly, truly amazing.
What did you think of the Gorge?
I love the Gorge.
Beautiful backdrop for a festival.
You can't believe that you're sitting there watching amazing musicians and then having that amazing, beautiful view. And it was hot. It was great.
Yeah.
But the reason we're playing TV on the Radio is because, you know, all our musicians do something good or say something good, so in our minds. So they have just done a cover of the David Bowie track Heroes for War Child's Heroes album, which has just been released this year. War Child was founded upon a fundamental goal to advance the cause of peace through investing hope in the lives of children caught up in the horrors of war. And War Child Canada started in Vancouver, actually.
Very
so
cool.
we got to stick with the Canadian influence.
Definitely. I was going to say, you could probably find out more about War Child if you're interested at www.warchild.org. So
definitely.
Yeah, if you want to find out more about their cause, go online. Everything's on the interweb.
Yep, gotta love that. And again, this is a language warning, so if you don't like rude words, please
turn it down for a
turn
second.
Turn it down now. Thank you.
All right.
fuck your wall.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Again, that was TV on the Radio with Red Dress from their album called Dear Science, which is an amazing album. Now we have a segment that we're going to try to do at least once a month. It's a spotlight. So
yeah, we're calling it the original Are You Aware Spotlight. This spotlight, we're focusing on Ozzo Martley, an LA-based band that infuses Latin and hip-hop and rock and everything that is great to dance to.
Yeah, we actually, it's an interesting story how they formed. The first performance they ever had, they played for picketers in front of the Peace and Justice Center of Los Angeles. So, and that was during a labor strike. So very kind of interesting story about the way they first played their first show. And fittingly enough, I'm actually wearing my Matt Lee shirt this evening. Fleur and I saw them at the Commodore.
Yeah, you bought it when we went to the Commodore.
Very high energy show, very entertaining. I loved it. So you've seen them a couple times.
I have. I saw them in a tiny little venue in Japan once, which was crazy. They came from the back of the crowd through the venue, did their bit, and then came in to the middle of the crowd. And if you haven't ever seen Ozzo Martley, go and see them, because they honestly are such a high energy show. And usually at the end of their show, they come down into the middle of the crowd, create a circle, and sort of have like this drumming and
drum circle.
Yeah, drumming and trumpets, and gets everybody grooving, and
pretty powerful.
It's super fun. It's so much fun.
Well, we're going to play a couple tracks from them to start this spotlight off. The first one's called Coming War from the album. I believe it's a self-titled album.
Yeah,
so
it's their first one, and there's a special guest on this song. It's if you know Jurassic 5, it's Charlie Chinafish.
Excellent. Well, here's Ozzo Martley with Coming War.
And no need to dabble in greed and transgression. The solution for murder and prostitution, never glorified as pollution on television, corrupt an entire nation. Explicit images never free and move me, regardless of proven innocence. Turning to crime and not using intelligence, what makes me wonder sometimes, are we in hell or inches away from confronting the powers that be? So in seconds, what is taking some hours to see? Temps is hot enough to melt a bullion, more than a million people are ready for rebellion. This shit is ill, sunset till the crack of dawn. If you're back a blonde, Uncle Sam is robbing you blind and putting shackles on the minds of your children for real, son. Beware this system and go to war with this institution.
We see a coming war. muscle peak to not see. Medical benefits should be cheap if not free, right? The richest people are those without morals, cause once they get inside, they tend to keep the door closed. Lord knows they're killing us quick and clean, from base heads to people addicted to nicotine. Man-made diseases with skin cells corrode, to ones where if infected you die from common colds. Economical foes, they pose the true threat, using your tax dollars to sell and produce death. What's left? We got guns and drug trafficking, governmental we backing and blaming Latin and African brothers for dirty works done. This shit they do not only hurts young, but it's provoking revolutionary circum. Stance is slow like molasses, this is a message to the masses, never ask kiss. When corporate cutthroats control your career, the threads of life are torn and ain't no way the ripple fix. Beware the microchip that replaces the 666. Which one? Are you a soldier who fights against fraud, or pawns in this game on this government's chessboard? The signs are clearly defined, it's merely your mind state. War is coming, my people, so stay awake.
Decide. cosas ciertas son la muerte y el cambio. En la vida dos cosas ciertas son la muerte y el cambio.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
That station ID is pretty good.
That's hilarious. I hadn't heard that before.
Titled The Drunken Female Robot. Pretty funny. That last song was Dos Cosas Ciertas.
Very good Spanish.
From the Embrace the Chaos album from Ozzo Matley. Again, we're still in the spotlight. So, very excellent song. Very talented group.
Mm-hmm. And very active. I mean, all their lyrics are involved with social justice and speaking out about injustices and stuff like that, as well as all their actions. Raddy, you were talking about their Grammy Award just before, right?
They actually won a Grammy for Street Signs for Best Latin Rock Alternative Album in 2005. So that's pretty cool. And we're going to play another track by them, are we not?
Yes, we are. But just before we go there, I just wanted to talk about something that was kind of controversial with their fans, and a lot of people didn't understand why they actually did this. In 2007, they were invited by the US State Department to serve as official cultural ambassadors, and a lot of people were quite bemused by this because they were quite anti-Bush when he was in power, and then they thought, why are they flipping and sort of helping them be cultural ambassadors? But they wanted to be the bridge between two countries. And it was interesting, I was reading the bassist Will Dog Abers. He said a great quote that I'm just going to read to you guys, because I think it's really sort of poignant, and it shows you what Ozzo Matley really believe in, and it's really cool. So I'm just going to say it now. This is from the bassist from Ozzo Matley. Just being who we are and just doing what we are doing with music at this time is very political. We are starting to realize just how big of a voice we actually have as a band and how important it is for us to use it. And I think that's what, the main reason why they went over to places like Tunisia and India and Jordan, and they also went to Nepal as well, because they just didn't play concerts. They actually went and offered musical workshops and,
very cool
visual arts centres, and they even visited a Palestinian refugee camp. So they really personify what we're trying to do here with Are You Aware? Like, that music can actually transcend barriers and
music
and
can make a difference.
Yeah, and can and transcend languages and really find a connection between the different nationalities throughout the world. So
and you can actually I've been on YouTube. You can YouTube Ozzo Matley and actually see some video footage from when they were on the Cultural Ambassadors tour, so to speak. So if you're more interested in that, check it out on YouTube. Put in Ozzo Matley and see what comes up. I've watched a pretty cool video on there of them doing their thing overseas, which was pretty neat. So one more song from them to complete the Ozzo Matley spotlight for this evening. It's called Believe, and it is actually from their Grammy Award-winning Street Signs LP. So here's Believe from Ozzo Matley.
hardcore, cause here less is more than before. Everything in the store costs a quarter. Faster forward, get a cam recorded. Now there's a berry that's born on every corner. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Got ammo to bust back my trusty pen. The winds are rushing, men and women are lusting. How long do we got till it break? Just depends on whether Rams the same price as gems. Life right becomes wrong, wrong becomes right. We fight for life. With the breeze blow swift, every day I get bigger than box rap for Christmas. Some say, why do I spit my story? Tell them you saw me alone with mics talking about life and... You know, just shooting the breeze. Humbly mumble to you people about the birds and the bees, about the war overseas, and they killing our trees. It ain't gonna be nothing left if we hate, gotta believe. Come on.
I'm birthright is injured, you can just cut off. Me and my cousins, and you and your cousins, it's a line that's always running. Me and my cousins, and you and your cousins, I can feel it coming. Feel it coming. Me and my cousins, and you and your cousins. It's a line that's always running. Me and my cousins, and you and your cousins. I can feel it coming.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh, yeah. Situation.
You just heard the new track from Vampire Weekend called Cousins, and I have to say, it is
pretty funky.
It's funky as hell. I am so excited about the new album, which is coming out on January 11th, and it's called Contra. I can't believe they should have done it before Christmas so everyone could have one in their stocking.
Scoop it for Christmas.
I know, damn
Too bad.
And Vampire Weekend, as always, have done some really good stuff. They've been part of the 19th annual Tibet House Benefit Concert at Carnegie Hall this year.
Most people probably wouldn't know that either. So,
no, exactly.
Yeah, that's why we're doing this, I guess.
That's right. Just, you know, keeping you entertained and informed for an hour and a half every Thursday.
Definitely. And then prior to that, that was MIA with World Town. And most people wouldn't think it, but MIA is very involved in a lot of social justice issues. And I actually wanted to read a quick quote that I heard from her. And MIA says, this is about her own music, nobody wants to be dancing to political songs. Every bit of music making it into the mainstream is about nothing. I wanted to write songs about something important and make it sound like nothing, and it worked. And I think that would probably be pretty true about World Town, the track we played. It's fun. It makes you want to get up and dance, but underlying there is quite a important message. So.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching MIA last night actually in this TV show called For Real. It's Vancouver based. If you want to check it out, it's for the number four real.com. And she was mentioning that World Town was actually inspired by what was happening in Liberia during the Civil War. And the documentary that she's involved with in For Real actually goes to Liberia and talks to Kimmy Weeks, who's a child. Well, he started as a child soldier.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not a child soldier. Sorry. He was affected by war. Became a child activist at the age of 10 and is now started his own nonprofit at 14 and is now 25.
Amazing.
And quite influential. And he is involved in Youth Action International. So if you want to check that out, just go to the Oracle Google and you can find out some more information about that.
Excellent, excellent. Well, our next track is from a local group called Sweatshop Union. And it's called Thing About It. So here's Sweatshop Union with Thing About It on 101.9 CITR.
This is a time of growth for those that know, and it's a time of hope for those that don't. But if your mind is open, you'll get shown.
We've had our sights blinded, all of my like-minded people need to get up and discover the right time is now. Just start opposing the powers that arose in ancient days and pave the way to this globe that's so controlled that sitting in most just sit and stare at a television with a distant glare. And I'm ashamed to admit it, I'm a slave to the shit as much as anybody, but I'm not afraid of it. This is where the change comes and this is where we make some difference. Embrace what's within us and escape from this prison. All it takes is a little bit of faith and a little bit of love to get rid of all the hate.
But the thing about it is we can't just sing about it. We can't just sit around and wait until they thin us out. We figure out where we're going while we live in doubt. If you want my truth, listen now, we'll just think about it. The thing about it is we can't even think about it. Can't afford a minute's time to figure how to bring about a change. So take a second and shake your head and then take a step ahead and think about it.
Now the ball is in our court while we sit and watch passively. The face of the earth changes drastically after we clear space at this rate for strip malls and factories. We risk take a cruel fate at a pace beyond gradually. No more crops for us to harvest and feed. Self-sufficiency replaced by clone copywritten seeds. Now ask yourself, how can we be free when the water that we drink is owned by some company?
I hear the weep up the streets and cries up the sky. See weakness disguised as a sinful lie. But we all leap to survive and sleep through our lives. Compete in for highs, all sheep and no pride. Never speak of a lie, let the fear fortify my insides to die. Trying to fit in the design. I'm reminded daily of a world gone crazy. Guns mean safety for orphan babies. Ignore the distortion you're forced to perceive and believe. What supersedes is love, but who agrees? But the thing about it is we can't just sing about it. We can't just sit around and wait until they thin us out. We figure out where we're going while we live in doubt. If you want my truth, listen now, we'll just think about it. The thing about it is we can't even think about it. Can't afford a minute's time to figure how to bring about a change. So take a second and shake your head and then take a step ahead and think about it.
Could you survive in the wild with a wife and a child? A whole human history's a line of type and a file. So live your life in denial or try to live on your own. Without your color TV, heat, the fridge or the phone. While the average guy lives an elaborate lie. Waste dates and slave wage beneath impassionate eyes. Now we ovulate, populate and overpopulate. Never stop to think about the things that we were taught to hate. Now the stage is set. Watch the players place the bets. Take a stack, shake your head, feel alive, make them sweat. Realize that the system can't exist without belief. Appreciate your true potential, untwist your mouth and speak. We're working on building a world our children can live in. Understand I can't be free while you're still in this prison. And I can spend my days preaching and so on and so forth. But it won't change till we don't want to go on no more.
But the thing about it is we can't just sing about it. We can't just sit around and wait until they thin us out. We figure out where we're going while we live in doubt. If you want my truth, listen now, we'll just think about it. The thing about it is we can't even think about it. Can't afford a minute's time to figure how to bring about a change. So take a second and shake your head and then take a step ahead and think about it. But the thing about it is we can't just sing about it. We can't just sit around and wait until they thin us out. We figure out where we're going while we live in doubt. If you want my truth, listen now, we'll just think about it. The thing about it is we can't even think about it. Can't afford a minute's time to figure how to bring about a change. So take a second and shake your head and then take a step ahead and think about it.
This is a time of growth for those that know, and it's a time of hope for those that don't. But if your mind is open, you'll get shown.
Once again, that was Sweatshop Union with Thing About It from Natural Progression. We've actually come to the end of our show, our first show, yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed Are You Aware? If you want to get a hold of us, any questions, comments, concerns,
suggestions, anything
like that, you can email us at areyouawareradio@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter already, too.
Yeah, you set that up. You're going to have to start Twittering now.
I'm technologically advanced, apparently, but really not. Really not. Anybody that knows me I'm not. Anyways, we got one more song for you.
We do, and I just want to say thank you for listening once again. We'll be here 6 to 7:30 next Thursday, and then we'll be having 2 weeks off for Christmas and New Year's, and then we'll be back on the 7th. And the last song for the evening, which I'm super excited about because this is their Canadian debut, so it's a Canadian first. It's the first on Are You Aware? The band is called The Bots. They're an LA outfit. They're two brothers, and before I go any further, don't worry, they're not the Jonas Brothers reinvested or Disney bubblegum pop. They are the polar opposite. They're called Mikaya and Anaya, and Mikaya is 16 years old and he's the guitarist, and Anaya is 13 and he's the drummer. I was actually watching a couple of their videos today on YouTube, and they just wail on the guitar and on the drums, so they're awesome. And they've actually played for the Salvation Army and a Rastafarian organization as well, so we've got to give them props for that. And it's pretty exciting, they're actually booked on the Warped Tour for summer 2010, so
very cool.
If they come up for the Canada leg, we'll have to get them in the studio and help us program and play some tunes, which will be super
fun.
That would
be awesome.
So the song we're playing tonight for the Bots is War, and it's off their self-titled album. So thanks, this is Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
We'll be right back. this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that?
Now.